Yes, we have seen rain before, but you gotta appreciate those April showers. I'm Keith Seinfeld with Cliff Mass of the University of Washington. And Cliff, I guess showers are in the forecast.
That's right, and that's a big change. I mean, if you look at the last 2 weeks, we've had hardly anything. The first real rain that we've had in a long time happened last night, where a lot of people got about a half an inch, but it's not the end. There's going to be a lot more action this weekend. Now, right now, we're in a break. A fairly strong front went through last night, and there was some winds in the north part of the sound. We could have a break for a few hours. And then tonight, later this afternoon, another frontal system will be moving in, and this will be a pretty wet one. So showers will pick up by dinner time. It'll be raining through the night, and there should be winds picking up, especially in northwest Washington and along the coast.
And when will those come?
Those will come in late in the afternoon, and by dinner time, it should be raining from certainly Seattle southward. That'll spread through. Now, Saturday, the front will get through in the morning. There'll be showers. Particularly in the mountains, but also in the lowlands, so you're bound to get a little bit of a rain. Another system is coming through on late Saturday and Sunday, and this is quite different than normal. There's a fairly intense low-pressure system that is moving south of us, so it'll be crossing the coast around Astoria, going across Portland, and we'll be getting precipitation, particularly from Edmonds or Everett south. And that's where the rain will be particularly heavy. That system will be coming through Saturday night into Sunday morning. It'll push through Sunday morning, and then Sunday will be the best day with the winds on the coast switching to the west and just showers in the lowlands and showers in the mountains. One thing I should say is about snow. The snowpack has really declined the last week or two. I mean, a lot of places have lost in the order of 20 inches in some of the passes. What's going to happen is the temperatures are still quite warm. So it's going to rain in the lower passes like Snoqualmie. The snow level will be up around 5,000 feet, maybe even 5,500 feet. So it'll be kind of wet in the passes, a little bit better at Stevens, and much, much better if you go to Crystal, where they will have snow. On Sunday, as that second system goes by, the snow level will drop. And so that will finally bring some snow to the lower passes. So relatively warm. Temperatures are getting up into the 50s here in the lowlands, and that's going to be true today and tomorrow, and then finally it's going to start cooling off on Sunday.
So do you think we'll have a few dry patches over the weekend or pretty much just count on rain?
There will be breaks. There will be showers on Saturday, so that means it'll be raining and it'll be breaking. So there will be some holes on Saturday here in the lowlands, and then on Sunday I expect a lot more. So Sunday will be a much better day. Then Monday is a transition day. It's drying out. In fact, Tuesday might actually be a sunny day. So as the system goes by, we're going to improve early next week.
Okay, you have to tell me about this crazy brainstorm of an idea that you had about how we can better communicate about upcoming storms.
That's right. You know, a big issue about weather forecasting is communication. And the Weather Service has become very sensitive to this because there's been a number of situations where the forecasts were excellent, but people didn't react properly. I mean, one of these happened in Joplin, Missouri, where there were good tornado warnings and some people didn't protect themselves. The same thing was true of Hurricane Sandy, where the forecasts were extraordinarily good and some people stayed on the coast and some were injured and died. So the question is, how do you get people to react properly to forecasts? Well, the idea that occurs to me is, let's use video game technology. I've watched my kids play with their Xbox, and some of these video games have superb graphics. They have weather in them, even. Storms and windstorms and rain, and all kind of damage even from storms. So why don't we marry the two technologies? The video game technology, the ability to simulate what the weather is going to look like. Couple that with our weather forecast models or the forecast from the National Weather Service. Put them together. And what we could do is people could watch visually and they could hear what the upcoming weather would be like. If there's going to be a storm, you could see the rain, you could see the wind, you could hear it, you could even see the potential damage to buildings.
So you're imagining the forecast dramatized on the video game.
Well, it'd be simulated. So people don't have to buy a video game console. I mean, we can do this on a server and then just deliver the graphics. But people could actually see what the forecast implies. on a level that I think they can deal with it much better. I mean, people have wonderful graphical software, you know, and hardware built into our brains. We can see things and understand the meaning. Why don't we do the same thing with weather? Let people see and hear what the forecast implies in a very realistic way.
Okay, why don't you get a few of your grad students working on that?
I need a video game company or Microsoft to help as well.
Thanks, Cliff.
Sure.
Cliff Mass studies atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington. You can find an extended version of our conversation at kplu.org. I'm Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.